evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Alexander Scott speaking for Andre Castellanets and for Lily Pons, who send best wishes to you and yours, along with their music, as it leaves our theater on its magic, instantaneous journey into your home, into millions of homes across the land. Our half hour tonight begins with a brilliantly colorful Strauss waltz, Tales from the Vienna Woods. glowing interior of your living room loudspeaker, we'll build, with your permission, a setting for a song. The scenery is labeled Village Square, Mexico. In the background, an ancient church. In the foreground, a fountain. Around the fountain stroll officers and their ladies, peasants, street vendors, the village priest, a mule or two. The song to suit the setting is Ay, Ay, Ay. The singer, Miss Lily Pons, with Andre Castellanets conducting. Among the 65 men who make the music of Andre Castellanets are many of the finest instrumentalists in New York, or for that matter, in the world. Listening now to Maurice Ravel's famous Bolero, we shall hear many of these expert musicians in solo passages, where the composition itself is a sort of expanding spiral of sound, each instrument in turn taking the lead as the spiral grows minute by minute. It's been said that Ravel's remarkable masterpiece begins with a heartbeat and ends with a thrust of a knife. Make up your own mystery story as you listen to the Bolero. upon a time long ago, there lived a queen of France who loved to play at being a simple peasant maid, tending the gardens the king had caused to be set out for her amusement. One day, as the story goes, the queen wrote down a little song to tell the king how very much she did enjoy his flowers and his favor. And then, on a sudden, the playful hours were ended for the queen and for the king, too, by an angry people and by a great knife descending. But the queen's gay little song remained, according to legend, a yellowing fragment of paper in the archives of another royal house. And there, some 20 years ago, it was found by a modern composer seeking inspiration in the past. With André Castellanets conducting, Lily Pons brings us Song of the King's Garden by Marie Antoinette, Queen of France. Gardens of the Trianon to the bright lights of pre-war Broadway. This is Cole Porter's All Through the Night, as interpreted by André Castellanets and the 65 men who turn his imaginative planning into pleasant sound. another legend of royalty provides music for our own Queen of Song. Place, the fantastic, mythical kingdom of Shemaha, created by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov in his opera Le Coq d'Or. The Queen of Shemaha, leading an army in the field, leaves her tent at dawn to hail the glory of the rising sun. Lily Pons, Andrei Kostolanets, and Hymn to the Sun.
Forces Radio Service.